a willful stillness entertain, with purpose to be dressed in an opinion of wisdom, gravity, profound conceit, as who should say, I am Sir Oracle, and when I ope my lips, let no dog bark. Oh, my Antonio, I do know these, that therefore only are reputed wise for saying nothing, when I'm very sure, if they should speak, would almost damn those ears which hearing them would call their brothers fools. I'll tell you more of this another time, but fish not with this melancholy bait for this fool gudgeon's opinion. Come, good Lorenzo, fare you well a while. I'll end my exhortation after dinner.
We will leave you then till dinner time. I must be one of these same dumb wise men, for Gratiano never lets me speak.
Well, keep me company but 2 years more. Thou shalt not know the sound of thine own tongue.
Farewell, Gratiano. Is that anything now?
Gratiano speaks an infinite deal of nothing more than any man in all Venice. His reasons are as 2 grains of wheat hid in 2 bushels of chaff. You shall seek all day ere you find them, and when you have them, they're not worth the search.
Well, tell me now, what lady is the same to whom you swore a secret pilgrimage that you today promised to tell me of?
It is not unknown to you, Antonio, how much I have disabled mine estate by something showing a more swelling port than my faint means would grant continuance. Nor do I now make moan to be abridged from such a noble rate, but my chief care is to come fairly off from the great debts wherein my time something too prodigal.